Nolte, Never Trump's presidential candidate Bill Weld supports Joe Biden. By John Nolte on October 25, 2019. Never Trump's favorite presidential candidate, former Governor Bill Weld, RMA, is a Joe Biden supporter. Weld appeared at the Citizen by CNN conference on Thursday with former Governor and Congressman Mark Sanford, RSC, and former Congressman Joe Walsh, REL. And as if to prove CNN is all about fake news even when it comes to the little things, the trio were featured in a panel titled The Contenders, which is a laughably false way to describe three losers who have less than no chance of beating President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. A more accurate title for the panel would have been The Failures, but that would have confused the audience into thinking that was the panel featuring CNN chief Jeff Zucker being questioned by his sycophantic not-so-mini-me Brian Stelter. Anyway, the most illuminating moment during Weld and Company's panel was when Weld blurted out that hell yes he supports former Vice President Joe Biden for president. Could I vote for a Democrat? Hell yes. If it's Trump against Joe Biden, I'm with Biden in a heartbeat, Weld admitted. Weld even said that with a few tweaks to her platform, he could vote for Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. The most revealing part of this is that, of the three, Weld is the most accomplished and least crazy. Both Sanford and Walsh were recently booted out of Congress by voters, Sanford in the primary. What's more, while serving as South Carolina's governor, Sanford disgraced himself in 2009 after he disappeared for a number of days with the claim he had been out hiking the Appalachian Trail. The truth is that the married governor was sharing a bed with his mistress in Argentina. Walsh served exactly one term in Congress before losing his re-election bid, has said more racist things than even Joe Biden, and has so far raised only a little more money for his 2020 presidential campaign than the amount of money his ex-wife sued him over for unpaid child support, $117,000. The 74-year-old Weld does at least have a distinguished record as a U.S. attorney and two gubernatorial wins in Massachusetts. But then in July of 1997, he kind of flaked out halfway through his second term by abruptly resigning to become Bill Clinton's ambassador to Mexico, except he never made it. 6 weeks later he withdrew his name. So much for all those first principles the vile grifters in the Never Trump crowd say they stand behind. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.